G'day guys, how's it going? Welcome to my YouTube channel. Just my daily update video. I'm still in Lyon. Today I'm leaving here, getting a train. This weekend I will be in the north of France and the south of France. Hey, quick thing, if you haven't yet subscribed for my email newsletter, why not hit the link below, or I'll try and put a QR code in this video and you can do that. Great way of keeping in touch, and lots of great things we put on our email newsletter. Great. Well, it is great to be here in France. I've just had a coffee at one of my favorite cafes in the world, the Vox, which is just over there, and done a bunch of work. And it's great, computers are great, aren't they? It's great the way you can be in your office anywhere in the world and chat with people and talk and do a bunch of work, so enjoying doing that. Hey, here's a really great thought for you today. I was just thinking this as I was walking around today, that, you know, it's not our job to find God's plan for our life. It's our job to enter into God's plan for our life. One of my favorite movies, and I was watching it recently with my kids, is The Hunt for Red October. I'm sure many of you have seen it. And there's a line, I won't completely quote the line for the sake of politeness there, but there's a line in the movie where the guy says that the Russians don't do anything without a plan. And there's a point in the movie where the guy realizes it's not my job to figure out a plan to get these defectors off a submarine. Rather, they've already figured out a plan, and my job is to recognize that plan and step into it. And in so many ways, our life with God is like that. God has thought through everything. God is a long-range planner. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. I love Ephesians 1 in the Message translation, where it says God laid it all out before the foundation of the world. Every single thing I will do today, every person I'll meet, every train I will take, every interaction, God's been there. He's thought through this. He's written a story. And it's not a fatality like Islam would teach, but rather a prophetic destiny. There's a good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. There's a will of God for my life and your life today. There are paths that God foreordained that we can walk in this day. And that's such an amazing thing. And again, our job is not to create those paths. Our job is to recognize them. Our job is to say, Lord, I'm a good man because of the blood of Jesus. Psalm 37:23, order my steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. And I believe today God wants you and I to have a walk that is ordered by him, that literally the steps of our feet, I'm not going to trip up today because my steps are ordered by the Lord. And again, my job is not to create that plan, create the path, but to recognize it. How do we do that? It's really all about relationship. Romans 8:14 says the sons of God are those who are led by the Spirit of God. So the more you want to be led by the Spirit of God, the more you press into sonship. Sonship is the key to leading. It's not coming to the Lord and saying, Lord, give me a plan, Lord, guide me. The key to guidance is having a relationship with the guide rather than having an email PDF of the plan. So God doesn't want to give you a prophecy with his plan for your day, his plan for your life. What he wants to do, what the prophetic's all about, is God speaking to you and I about our relationship with him, about us upgrading that relationship into a new place so we can walk in it. So I want to encourage you, wherever you are at in the world today, have fun. Have fun with the Lord. Have fun exploring the plan, discovering the plan. Enjoy the plan of God for your life today. Walk in that plan. If you miss it up, rather than beating yourself up, say, Lord, autocorrect like a GPS. Recalibrate my steps back into your steps. Let my steps truly be your steps in the name of Jesus. Boom. Hope that's a help to you guys, because it really is a help to me. My hair's all over the place. I'm having a bad hair day today. Again, if you're new to my YouTube channel, check out the links below. My church is in New England, and why not subscribe to that email newsletter? I would love to hear from you. Drop me a comment and I will give you a shout out. And it is bye from me. Bye for now.